Bez Hashem learned Daf Pei Aleph from Masechta School. Some of the topics they learned about include discussion Reb Shimon's opinion whether Ein Oisay Ves Benoy Noig Bekachim. This sort of Oisay Ves Benoy does not apply at all in Karbanos. And the Gemara concludes that if the second animal was a carbon kasher, there's an Isser Beno Malkus, and if the second animal was a carbon puzzle, there's no Isser either. The Machlik is Reb Shimon Vechacham, where the one receives Malkus for Shchutei Chutz on an animal that was Mechutz's man. The carbon is only temporarily disqualified, but will eventually become eligible for Hakrav on the following day, such as Oisav Es Benoy. The Machlik is Reb Shimon Vechacham, in the five cases of Oisav Es Benoy that are Shchita She'ein Ru'uya, it does not render the meat permitted to be eaten. The Machlik is Reb Yechon Rish Lakish, in the case of Hashechit L'Avoy Dezara, Rishon Lo Shulchanai B'Shein L'Avoy Dezara Pater. If the first Shchita was for Chulin, and the second Shchita was for Avoy Dezara, but the Hasra was only for Oisav Es Benoy, but not for Avoy Dezara, well, the second Shechit gets Malkus. And this depends on whether we apply the concept of Kamle B'Rav Minoy. When one transgresses an Isser in which he's liable for multiple punishments, such as in this case, he's liable for Misr for Avodah Zarah and Malkus for Oisav Es Benoy, he only gets the Einish Chamer, the most stringent punishment, and does not receive the Einish Kal, the less stringent punishment, because Kamle B'Rav Minoy, the Einish Chamer absolves him of the Einish HaKal.